Love FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Earlier this month, Mavis Staples turned 85 years old. To celebrate the birthday of one of America's defining voices of freedom and peace, today you'll be treated to an encore edition of Mavis Staples' 2019 appearance on this show. She talks about the first time she heard Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speak, discusses her long friendship with Aretha Franklin, and she talks about her creative relationship with Wilco's Jeff Tweedy.
He's humble, he's kind, his heart is filled with kindness and love.
She also reflects on her own career and the state of the country more than 50 years after the Staples Singer songs soundtracked the civil rights movement.
This is supposed to be taken care of by now. I shouldn't have to be singing protest songs and Freedom Highway and, you know, but I love it.
Mavis Staples, today. I'm Raina Duris. This is an Encore World Cafe. Here's the song from Mavis's dad, Pop Staples, Down in Mississippi.
Far back as I can remember, either had to plow that old long nine foot cotton sack. Standing at the old turnaround, oh, down in Mississippi, down in Mississippi, down in Mississippi, where I was born, down in Mississippi, where
Yeah.
This is an Encore World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. To celebrate Mavis Staples' 85th birthday earlier this month, today we're revisiting her 2019 appearance on the show. Here's former World Cafe host Talia Schlanger. Enjoy.
Mavis Staples' life has been nothing short of epic. Her long-running family band, the Staples Singers, fronted by her father, Roebuck Pops Staples, became a household name during the Civil Rights Movement. The legendary gospel group's Freedom Songs were some of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s favorites. They sang at President John F. Kennedy's inauguration, and they charted number one hits throughout the 60s and 70s, like Let's Do It Again and I'll Take You There. Mavis Staples is one of America's defining voices of freedom and peace. But in 2019, more than 50 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, nearly 60 years since the first Staples Singers album came out, Mavis hoped she might be singing about something else.
I really didn't think it would go this long. Sometimes we're in the 21st century, and I can watch the news. Sometimes I think I'm back in the 60s. You know, this is supposed to be taken care of by now. I shouldn't have to be singing protest songs and Freedom Highway, and you know, but I love it.
At 79 years old, she's still singing about hope and justice. Mavis is a political activist and a rock star. And that's all captured on her new release, Live in London. The live album was recorded at London's Union Chapel, and the selection of songs stretch across her life's repertoire. From Staples Singers classics to songs from Mavis's recent solo albums to some surprising covers like Talking Heads' Slippery People.
What about the time? You must be having fun. Walk lightly, think of a time. You best believe this thing is real.
And this is Mavis Staples, so of course there are songs of inspiration and encouragement on the new album, like Touch a Hand and We're Gonna Make It. Mavis says she'll keep the message music in her set as long as the people need it. Her deep-rooted role as a singer and activist blossomed during the Staples Singers' time touring civil rights rallies alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mavis told us the story of the first time she met the preacher. She and her band were performing at a church in Montgomery, Alabama.
My father called my sisters and I to his room. He told us, he said, listen, y'all, this man, Martin, is here. Martin Luther King. And I've been listening to him on the radio. Dr. King had a radio show, and Pops was listening. He said, he has a church here, and I'd like to go to his 11 o'clock service. Do you all want to go? We said, oh, yeah, Daddy, we want to go.
They watched Dr. King lead the service at Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. Afterwards, Pops and King had a closed-door meeting, and when Pops came out,
he said, listen, y'all, I like this man's message. I like his message. And I think that if he can preach it, we can sing it.
And that's when the Staples Singers started writing freedom songs. They joined Dr. King at rallies across the South.
Freedom Highway was the first freedom song we wrote. And we just continued. We would see things in the news. We'd see the Little Rock Nine black children trying to integrate a Central High School in Little Rock. Pops, he wrote this song, Why Am I Treated So Bad? That turned out to be Dr. King's favorite. And Dr. King, when anytime we were going to the meetings, see, we would sing before he would speak. And he would tell Pops, he said, Stape, you're going to sing my song tonight, right? Pop said, oh, yeah, doctor. We're going to sing your song.
My friend, you know this old world's in a bad condition. Just the other day, I saw a group of little children trying to ride a school bus. By them being of a different nationality, they weren't allowed to ride the bus.
The Staples Singers had a big lasting impact on the civil rights movement. Not too long ago, when Mavis Staples saw Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis, she was surprised he remembered her family's work.
And he said, "Oh, baby." I said, "Dr. Congressman John Lewis, you remember?" He said, "Do I remember you and your daddy and your whole family? You all were the soundtrack of our movement. You know, y'all kept us going. You kept us motivated, singing your songs." And I felt so good.
One of the songs on Mavis's new Live in London record calls back to the Staple Singers' time as champions of the civil rights movement. It's called Touch a Hand.
Can't you feel it in your heart now? A new thing's taking shape. Reach out, touch a hand. Make a friend if you can. Reach out. Touch a hand. Make a friend if you can. Reach out, touch a hand. Make a friend if you can. Reach on out, touch a hand. Yeah, yeah. Make a friend if you can. Reach out, touch a hand. Make a friend.
As a solo artist, Mavis Staples has made records with Prince and Ry Cooder. She toured with Bob Dylan. Fun fact, back in the 60s, they actually had a fling and he proposed to her. Mavis has also collaborated with an incredible list of contemporary songwriters, from Ben Harper to Arcade Fire, Nico Case to Toon Yards. But she says she has a special artistic connection and friendship with Wilco songwriter and producer Jeff Tweedy.
He's humble. He's kind. His heart is filled with kindness and love, and he shares it.
Mavis knew there was something really special about Jeff when he brought her the song You're Not Alone in 2009.
He said, "Mavis, you like this song?" I said, "Tweety, I love this song. There's so many people that are down and depressed and can't see their way through, you know, and you sing a song like, You're Not Alone, I'm with you, I'm lonely too." And when he gave me that song, I went home that night, I listened to it, I said, "Lord, Lord, Lord, this man has written a song." And it had me in tears. It had me in tears as I was trying to learn it.
Mavis says it was like they were destined to work together. Jeff found a way to connect her days singing alongside Dr. King to the present.
And when we put it down, it just flowed. It just flowed. And Tweety came from around in the engineer. He grabbed me. He hugged me. He said, "Mavis, thank you for singing my song." I said, "Thank you for writing it for me." And we just had a crying good time, you know, because it was just a time to celebrate.
Here's a version of Mavis and Jeff singing "You're Not Alone" together in 2010.
You're not alone. Every night I stand in your place.
You're Not Alone became one of Mavis's most requested songs in concert, a slow-burning showstopper.
It's God's work, it's God's plan, as Drake say. It was God's plan. It's a classic song. It will always be, you know, needed. Everybody need to hear You're Not Alone, because you need to know that you're not alone. You feel like, I've been there, I've been down, and to hear a song like that, you can't help but rise up and say, "Thank you, Jesus."
Here's a version of You're Not Alone from Mavis Staples' new album, Live in London.
A broken home, a broken heart, isolated and afraid. Open up, this is a raid. I wanna get it through to you. You're not alone.
no. You're not alone. Every night I stand in your place. Well, every tear on every face tastes the same.
Mavis Staples is right up there with her old friend Aretha Franklin in the pantheon of greatest soul singers of their generation. They were friends, and when Aretha's health was failing shortly before she died, she and Mavis spoke.
She said, "Mavis, I'm not going to make it." I said, "Ree, don't say that. Don't say that. You'll be fine. God's, I'm praying, and the Lord has got his arms wrapped all around you, girl. Oh, but she, there will never be another."
Mavis and Aretha had known each other since they met as teenagers in the 60s, and for the most part, it was smooth sailing.
And Aretha, she was a little, you know, we had a fight one time.
But it wasn't totally their fault. They were egged on by their demanding fathers, Reverend C.L. Franklin and Pops Staples.
My father and her father, they would play us against one another. Pops would tell me, "Mavis, you need to listen to Aretha." And her father, Reverend Franklin, would tell her, "You need to listen to Mavis." Have us fighting against one another. But she took it to heart. I never did think, I said, "She better listen to me. Daddy, don't tell me to listen to Aretha."
And one time, Mavis and Aretha came to blows.
I had her over the sink, and her sister Irma and my sister Yvonne was pulling me off and pulling. And Irma was saying, "Mavis, she had too much beer. She don't know what she's saying." I said, "Oh, no." After that, I was so crushed. I told my sister, I said, "Yvonne, come on, we're going home. We're going home." We went back to the motel, gathered our clothes, and I drove back to Chicago. I couldn't stay after that. She made me so angry.
But they made up fast.
Of course we did. Of course we did. Because we were sisters. But we had arguments. And, you know, and right after, you know you love one another, and you're not going to hold it. You old shit. Me and Ree was talking again the next day. She was just gifted. She was super gifted. You know, she could take a song and you know, one of my favorites is Spanish Harlem. And the way she sang that song.
There's a rose in black and Spanish Harlem. A rose in black and Spanish Harlem. It is a special one. It never sees the sun.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem. And I never heard her sing the way she sang. I never heard any song sing the way she sang. And she just, I said, "Oh, Lord, she got it. She got it." And we just praised her. I called her Queenie.
Both Aretha and Mavis eventually crossed over to secular music, but you can always hear their gospel roots.
Anytime you hear me sing any kind of song, you're going to hear some gospel in my voice. You're going to hear some gospel in that song because it's just in me. You know, it's just in me.
You can hear that in songs like Dedicated, a gospel-inflected slow dance written by Bon Iver's Justin Vernon. Here's a version of that song from Mavis Staples' new album, Live in London.
Down the road we walked, down the road we talked. I remember when I made war with you, I made peace with you. That's what makes you my friend. And if it's us against the world, well, I would bet on us to come out on top. But you go your way and I'll go mine. All bets are off. This is dedicated. This one's dedicated to you.
made. This was because we made it through. Yeah. That was a time I thought.
Mavis Staples has been delivering messages of hope, love, and transcendence for more than half a century. This summer, she'll turn 80 years old, and she says she's nowhere near stopping. She's here for us.
I am your servant. I'm the messenger to bring you these messages that God has given to me since I was a child. And I'm 80 years old now, so you got to believe that I know what I'm talking about.
Mavis Staples, her new album is called Live in London. Thanks so much to Alex Lewis, producer extraordinaire and friend of the show, for putting this whole thing together. He went and interviewed Mavis Staples, and apparently on the way out, she told him that an angel kissed him and gave him his dimples. She said, "Your dimples are gifts from God." He does have some really great dimples. Mavis Staples, man.
Do it again, y'all. Let's do it again. Yeah. Sometimes the rain.
You just heard an encore with Mavis Staples. Thanks again to Talia, Alex, John, and of course, Mavis Staples. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Before the break, you heard an encore of our 2019 session with Mavis Staples, who turned 85 earlier this month. Mavis has performed a few times with the singer of your next band, Brittany Howard. And you can imagine just how well their voices would work together. Here's Alabama Shakes with Hang Loose.
Don't be Program. This is World Cafe.
I look inside, I look inside, I look inside of it. take time.
Too much love, too much.
LCD Sound System with Too Much Love. If you want Billie Eilish to fall in love with you, I'll tell you the most important thing you need to make sure you've got going right after the break here on World Cafe.
For the price of one coffee a week to wake you up, you could subscribe to the SoCal Sound and awaken everyone to exciting public radio. Subscribe today at thesocalsound.org.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the LA Phil, presenting the Meridian Brothers at the Ford. On July 28th, the history of Latin American music beams the Ford into the future when the Meridian Brothers blur the boundaries between psychedelic rock, Latin music, and experimental sounds. Tropical Afro-Latin band Kita Penis opens the night. Tickets for Meridian Brothers and Kita Penis on July 28th are available at theford.com.
Thanks to our friends at The Regent, the SoCal Sound has your chance to see Everclear and Marcy Playground on September 19th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Everclear and Marcy Playground. The Regent, September 19th.
I smell sex and candy. Yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair?
From our open minds to your open ears, 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
What is the first thing you notice about a person? And when I say notice, I mean like notice about a person. What attracts you to someone? I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe. Your next artist was on the interview web series Chicken Shop Date recently, and she said that smell is number one for her. She has a super strong nose, and if you smell good, she will like you more. That is how you get to Billie Eilish's heart. And judging by her latest album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, she must have met some good-smelling people lately because there's a lot of love songs on there. Here's Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. Shake It Out. That's Florence and the Machine on World Cafe. Your next band started out playing low-key background music in the lobby of Hollywood's luxurious historic Roosevelt Hotel. But they were so good that eventually they started to become the focus and people would dance in the lobby to what they were playing. So they decided to tour, release some EPs, and then earlier this summer ended up opening for Vampire Weekend at a few of their shows. They are called La Lome. Their debut full-length album drops next month, and it sounds like this. Danza de la Lome on World Cafe.
Bomb. And now I'm counting nothing, Penny. I ain't nothing but a bum. But I can't stop the rain. Can't stop the rain from falling down. Can't stop the rain. Can't stop the rain from falling down.
Never stop the rain.
Can't stop the rain.